President Obama may have signed major healthcare legislation into law 2 days ago, but debate and hostility continues in the nation's capital. The Senate passed today a bill of fixes to the healthcare legislation on a vote of 56 to 43, despite Republican attempts to stall passage or derail it by introducing a series of amendments. Democrats said they wouldn't vote for them because they would hold up their bill. Republicans designed some of the amendments to make Democrats look bad for voting against them. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski contributed to the effort with an amendment to keep high-earning Americans from paying more in Medicare taxes because of inflation.
This is about an $86 billion tax hike. So what my amendment does, again, is very simple. I aim to contain the damage that we will see by indexing for inflation the wage thresholds for those subject to the tax increase.
It predictably failed along party lines. Democratic Senator Max Baucus of Montana spoke afterward and said while it's a good idea, he thinks it goes about it the wrong way by taking money from the stimulus funds. Republicans also shut down unrelated hearings yesterday all over Capitol Hill because of the health care fight. That didn't sit well with members of the Senate Armed Services Committee taking testimony on military health issues, including Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich. He urged Democratic Chairman Jim Webb of Virginia and top Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina to keep working.
Can we, with or without it, can we just continue on and just have it as a non-hearing hearing? Make the rules as we go is my rule. Why not? I mean, these guys have...
I suppose we could go into informal conversation if they cancel the hearing at 11. I don't know what that would do to the official transcript of the hearing or that sort of thing, but
I want to hear what they got to say, but we'll figure out.
Let's proceed.
With the support of Republican Graham, they continued the hearing, but not all exchanges on Capitol Hill this week have been so bipartisan. House Democrats have received threatening and hostile messages for their health care vote and bricks thrown through office windows. Members of both sides are blaming the other party for roiling tensions. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was criticized for her anti-Democratic Party messages online, like "Don't retreat, reload," and putting a map on her fundraising page with crosshairs over districts she plans to target this fall in midterm elections. At the state capitol in Juneau, Governor Sean Parnell spoke about his concerns with the new health care legislation. Parnell says he thinks it is unconstitutional because of the provision that requires individuals to buy health insurance.
The national government does not enact mandatory, motorcycle helmet laws. They don't have a national mandatory auto insurance law. Those are left to the states under the 10th Amendment. And to mandate insurance for individuals that we have to get insurance or be fined or worse diminishes our freedom and I think potentially violates the 10th Amendment.
But Parnell says he's not one to make quick decisions without being fully informed on an issue. He says he'll wait until the Attorney General has finished an exhaustive review of the legislation before deciding how to proceed.